Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode number 27 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. I am your host, Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. In today's episode, we're going to talk about annuities that are offered by some of the big brokerage houses. These are the companies like Wells Fargo and Edward Jones and Fidelity. Now, most of these brokerage houses are limited on what they can offer you in terms of annuities. Places like Edward Jones and Wells Fargo are most likely going to offer you some type of variable annuity, and they do have limited access to some fixed indexed annuities. And remember, the variable annuity is what I call the wolf in sheep's clothing. So we tend to want to stay away from those if possible. Even though they do have a handful of offers, you got to remember there's about 200 different annuity companies out there, and most of these big brokerage houses can only offer you 5, 7, maybe 10 options that are available. And the reason that is just because they're technically what's known as a captive advisory versus myself, which is known as an independent or non-captive advisor. But today, I mainly want to talk to you about the annuities that are offered from Fidelity, because I remember hearing or reading somewhere at one point that Fidelity is the number one seller of annuities. Now, that tells me a couple things about Fidelity. Number one, that they're doing the right thing for their clients by getting them set up with some guaranteed income. And number two, they're just that massive of a company whose clients are that satisfied with the customer service that they're getting. In fact, they're probably so satisfied that they're not even taking a second look of what else is available in the open marketplace. So I wanted to make this podcast just so people know that even though Fidelity may be doing the right thing and they are a good company, it just may not be the best option available. Here are the five companies that are offered by Fidelity at the time of this recording. You have The Guardian, MassMutual, New York Life, USAA, and Western and Southern. Now, I have access to all these companies as well, and they're all great companies that offer great annuities, but are they the best for your situation? So if you're a client of Fidelity and you're looking for an annuity, then you were offered one of these five companies or one of these 10 products offered by these five companies. And if you're watching this, you can see the actual name of the annuities listed, but each company only offers two different annuities through Fidelity. So if you're working with Fidelity right now, at the time of this recording, you were offered one of these annuities, and each company only offers two annuities total. And like I just mentioned, all of these are great companies. And Fidelity is a great brokerage firm. They're one of the largest in the world. But that doesn't mean they are offering you the best options out there. See, when you're limited to how many annuities you can offer, you're also limited to the number of solutions that you can offer. Because there's approximately 200 different annuity companies out there, and each company offers anywhere from 5 to 20 different products. So on the low end, that's 1,000 different annuities to choose from. So to just assume that Fidelity somehow has chosen the best 10 that are out there out of a minimum of 1,000 is kind of a stretch to really believe. So with Fidelity, basically you have the option of either a SPIA. And again, if you're watching, you can see the names of these different annuities that are offered. Now, just as a reminder, a SPIA stands for a single premium immediate annuity. That means you're sending the lump sum of money to the insurance company, and within 30 days, they're going to start sending you a monthly check. A DIA stands for deferred income annuity. That means you're sending a lump sum of money to the insurance company today, and sometime in the future, you're going to activate that income. But real quick, here's some of the problems that I see with DIAs. You must pick a start date at the time of the application, okay? And if your retirement is up in the air and you don't know exactly when you're going to retire, that can cause some issues. You may want the income sooner, or you may want it later. Now, some of these companies will give you the option to change the start date. but the policy has to be in force for at least 13 months if you're going to start it early. Or if you want to defer the income even further, you're going to have to start it within 5 years. Now, you may think, okay, I may be able to hone that in pretty tightly, and most people can, but let's just say you fund this type of annuity, a deferred income annuity, DIA for short, and you realize, man, I need that income like next month. You can't do that. You're going to have to wait at least a year. Or let's say you're in a situation to where you're really not going to be working anymore, but maybe your company is giving you like a really sweet deal as a consultant or something. And you're saying, well, if I can make my own schedule and still make close to what I was making as a full-time employee, I really don't need or want this income right now. Another scenario where that could be an issue is if you inherit an IRA from a parent or an aunt or an uncle. I see this happen all the time. That's called a non-spousal inherited annuity. And because of the Secure 2.0 Act, now if you inherit one of those IRAs from someone other than your spouse, you have to take all the money out within 10 years. If you find yourself in a situation like that, you may not want to activate your annuity income because the two of those combined, taking the money from the inherited IRA and the annuity income, could kick you into a higher tax bracket. And it could cause some issues with your Medicare and paying additional taxes that you don't want to. So again, SPIAs and DIAs are totally fine. I use them. I have used them. I will continue to use them. But that doesn't mean they're the right choice for everyone. It doesn't make those annuities good or bad. That's just the nature of how they're designed. That is the purpose of their design. Okay. So if Fidelity and some of these other brokerage houses are doing the right things by helping their clients get guaranteed income, then why am I even taking the time to make this podcast? Because there is a big difference between just funding an annuity and using a strategy to get the most out of annuities. So we're going to look at some examples here of just purchasing an annuity versus using an actual strategy like I do here at Atlas. Okay, so let's start with a 60-year-old couple who's going to fund an annuity from Fidelity with $100,000 of their portfolio. Now, that SPIA, since they want the income immediately, it would be a single premium immediate annuity, at the time of this recording, would pay them $6,192 per year for every $100,000 they funded the annuity with. However, what if we just thought about this for a hot minute and just took a smarter approach and split the money over two annuities? How would that work out? So what we would do is we would take a portion of the money and put it into one annuity, and that would pay them $7,100 per year for the first 10 years. Then we took the remaining money and put that into a fixed indexed annuity that has a guaranteed roll-up for every year that it's deferred. And then at the end of the 10th year, when the first annuity stops paying, the second annuity would kick in and pay them $7,100, guaranteed for the rest of their lives, no matter how long they live. Now, that's a difference of $900 per year, or 14.5% more income just for using a different strategy. Same amount of money, 14.5% more guaranteed income. Now, you hear those numbers and you may be saying, Marty, it's only $900 per year and I don't want to have to talk to my advisor and tell him I'm going to move the money over $900 a year. Is it really that big a deal? Let me put some perspective around it. As we look over the long term, that difference of $900 per year over a 30-year period comes out to an additional $27,000 in spendable income. Now, most people are putting more than just $100,000 into annuities, obviously depending on the size of their portfolio. So if the same couple were going to allocate $200,000, now that difference over a 30-year period has become an additional $54,000 in income. If they're looking at funding with $300,000, now it's a difference of $81,000 in additional income over that 30-year period. Those are huge numbers, okay? So is it that big a deal? Yes, it really is, because a small difference over the long term makes a huge difference. This is no different than picturing a cargo ship leaving San Francisco Bay headed to Japan. If they're off even 1 degree in their course, either north or south, they could end up in the Philippines or they could end up in Russia. Okay, that little difference over a long period of time turns into a huge difference. Now, that's for someone who's wanting immediate income. What if this couple actually started planning ahead, which is always ideal when we're talking about annuities, and they really didn't need the income for a while? What does that look like? Okay, so let's say that same 60-year-old couple is funding the annuity today, but they're not planning on taking the income until age 65, so they have a 5-year deferral. Now, the Fidelity DIA, Deferred Income Annuity, for every $100,000 would give that couple $8,520 per year. Using the Atlas Annuity strategy, I didn't even have to get creative because these fixed indexed annuities with the guaranteed roll-up for every year that's deferred just start to outpace anything that you can even start to compare them to. That same amount of money, $100,000 for a 6-year-old couple who's going to wait 5 years to take the income, will give them $10,520 per year. So that's 23.5% more income out of the gate for doing nothing except just looking in the marketplace to see what else was available. Over a 30-year period of time, this is where I was really shocked when I started running these numbers. Again, if they're just using $100,000, over a 30-year period of time, that's a $60,000 difference in spendable income. Again, most people are funding annuities with more because we're trying to get their basic expenses covered, so it's going to take more than $100,000. But the same couple, if they were funding the annuity with $300,000, that's $180,000 more in spendable income just by using a different annuity. So at first, when you see these numbers, you're like, oh, it's a couple hundred, or it's $2,000 more a year, couple hundred bucks a month. It's not that big a deal. But when you start to think about it in percentages, 23.5% more income guaranteed, and then you start to look at it over the long term, these are huge differences. And again, very small differences over the long term can have dramatically different outcomes. Okay, everyone, so just a quick recap of what we talked about here, because my intention is not to beat up on Fidelity or any of the companies that they represent, because again, I have access to those companies too, and I use them. Not all the time, though. I want to get you who's going to give you the most amount of money for every dollar that you send to them. So, quick recap. Brokerages are limited on what annuities they can offer you. They're normally limited to a handful of annuity companies and a handful of annuities. There's a difference between funding an annuity and using an annuity strategy. A small difference over a long period of time, like I just said, can make a huge difference. And lastly, it's your money. So why not get every single penny possible that's available just by checking the open marketplace? Okay, so if you're new to annuities and you're just trying to get educated on the subject and learn how they work, then I would recommend that you go to atlasannuity.com, click on the videos tab, and look for my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement, to get really familiar with the different types of annuities and how my strategies work. Or if you have received a quote from one of the big brokerage houses that you're working with, and you just want to explore what's available out there, then go ahead, again, go to atlasannuity.com. That'll take you directly to my calendar page to see my availability, and just book a short phone call to get your questions answered. No hassle, no obligation, We'll just talk. We'll get your questions answered. Or if you've already received a quote from a big brokerage house that you're working with and you just want to explore what's available out there, then head over to atlasannuity.com. That will take you directly to my calendar page and book a short phone call to get your questions asked. That way we can just see if there's a better deal available. Okay? If you don't like it, flush it. No big deal. And as always, if you found this podcast helpful, please like, please subscribe. And if you know someone who could use this information and it would be beneficial to them, please share this podcast as well. Again, this is Marty Becker coming to you, episode number 27 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education, and we'll see you in the next episode.